Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. Hey, you guys, it is that time of year again. Welcome to Laundry School 2018. I can't even believe I've been doing laundry school for this long. My guest today is extra, extra, extra special for this extra special time of the year. I am joined by my best friend. You guys, this is my literal best friend in the world, Nicholas Fonseca. Hi, Nicholas.
Hi, Jolie.
Are you excited that you're here?
I'm very excited. This is my first podcast ever.
Ever?
Ever.
What?
I've never done a podcast before.
Oh, my God.
I listen to them all the time. I've never done a podcast before. And who better to pop that cherry with than you? And can I tell you, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
On the way here, on my hour-long walk in the soup of New York City, I managed to put a stain on myself. So,
well,
I'm going to open this shout wipe and gently
swab yourself,
rub it upon my hip, where Starbucks rudely decided
that is rude.
It was going to stain me.
Starbucks might have known that you were on your way to see cleaning. Yeah,
well, it doesn't help that I'm wearing my Liz Hurley white jeans either. I mean, my God, I was asking for it.
And after Labor Day.
I know. Fuck you, Labor Day.
Maybe Starbucks was like, ugh, fashion faux pas. Let's show him who's boss.
Totally.
All right. Well, Nicholas removes the Starbucks stains from his Liz Hurley white jeans. I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. It's only $2 a month. Like, think about how much you've learned on this show. Don't you want to, like, say thank you, Jolie, for all of the wisdom and good times you've provided? Even if you don't want to listen to Chip Chat, you could support my show, and I would be eternally grateful. Chip Chat today is going to be wild because Nicholas, before this leg of his trip here to New York, was in Hong Kong, and he picked me up some Hong Kong chips. I do not know what they are. Our other friend Caroline is in town. We were out the other night. They were literally whispering behind their hands about the chips that Nicholas brought for me and like giggling. And I was like, I don't want to know. I want it to be a surprise, but I think it's going to be really great. One really important thing to know about Nicholas is that I don't get to see him very often. This is like a huge, huge treat, not just to see him, but to have him on the show because he lives in Sydney, Australia. We met here in the States almost 20 years ago. We still look great, though, Nikki.
We do.
We look really, really good.
My lower back hurts all the time now.
Yeah, but we look good.
I don't sleep anymore.
I know. Same.
But
same.
We look all right.
We look good.
Yeah.
So Nicholas is in town visiting, and I am super, super excited to have him here. We also are lucky enough that our friend Caroline Kempness is also here. Surprisingly enough, it's like we never, ever get to be together. The three of us met almost 20 years ago as editorial assistants at Entertainment Weekly. And now we are like, we're kind of successful people, and we're here because Caroline's there's a television show based on one of her novels called You that's premiering tonight on Lifetime, and we are like just so goddamn fucking proud of Caroline, and that we get to actually be here to go to the premiere party with her is so special for us, and that I get to have Nicholas here on my show with me is so special, and this is just like it's so like insanely ridiculously overused, but like the three of us could not be more blessed right now.
No.
This
and can I just
amazing.
Make one small amendment to what you just said about
yes.
us being successful people?
Yes.
I would also like to say that we are mildly angry, child-free brats.
Yes.
I think that's maybe overriding successful people most days.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Nicholas,
I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to tell our truth. That's all.
I mean, the thing is that's not really my truth. Unfortunately, I like children. I just don't have them.
I didn't say child hating. I said child free.
You called them brats. Or were you calling
us
brats?
No, we're calling ourselves brats.
Oh, yeah. No, we're brats.
See?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, you guys, we actually have kind of a big episode today, so I want to, like, dive right into it. I definitely, you guys, on Chip Chat, if you are not subscribing on Patreon right now, like, this is the time to subscribe, because Nicholas is actually going to tell you all the stuff about me, like that we're a brat. We'll try to keep the chatty conversation to it. It's okay. He's like mouthing. I'm sorry. It's fine. It's a conversational show. We'll try to keep that a little bit to a minimum because we've got a lot to cover. We're going to do pit stains today. This was actually Nicholas's laundry school request that he wanted to talk about sweat. And I was like, yep, you got it. Because actually, I had already planned that was going to be a topic for this year's laundry school. I promised you guys that when we did episode 125 about the deodorant stains when Jaya and Matt were here. So I already knew that I was going to do that, and I was really excited when Nicholas was like, can we specifically do that one? I was like, yes, we sure can. We have a question from Mindy that I am going to have Nicholas read.
Hi, Jolie. Do you know of an effective way to remove yellow sweat and antiperspirant stains from the collar and underarm area of cotton shirts? I use bleach when tackling my husband's white shirts, but I haven't had any luck using peroxide, baking soda, salt, vinegar, or any of the conventional stain removers like Shout, OxiClean, etc.
Yes, I have help. I have help. Also, can we say how much we love the name Mindy?
Mindy Cohn.
Mindy is such a great...
Mindy Cohn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Such a great name.
Say no more.
When I was pulling the questions out, because obviously, like, there's a huge backlog of pit stain questions that I've got, you know, but I was like, oh, yeah, Mindy, come to the front of the class, please, because Nicholas is going to be tickled by the name
there
Mindy.
There need to be more Mindys in this world.
There do need to be more Mindys in this world. Mindy is a great name. Okay, let us talk, before I get into what to do about sort of your everyday pit stains and sort of keeping that yellow staining at bay. Let me talk to you about what actually causes them, because there's a little bit of a misnomer that happens around these stains in that they are usually called sweat stains. And in part, they are caused by your sweat. But really, the bigger thing that's causing those ugly yellow stains on the armpits of shirts is one of the ingredients in our antiperspirants, and that's aluminum. Aluminum is really the culprit here. That's what's really creating that bad yellow staining, but also that the stiffness that kind of builds up on the underarms of shirts over time. Sweat itself is a protein stain. So our old friend, the protein stain on this show, we talk about protein stains all the time. And sweat itself, without the benefit of aluminum, will cause yellowing over time. If you think about your bed sheets, for example, oftentimes sort of that spot where your body is, if you have white sheets, or actually even if you don't have white sheets, if you have any light colored sheets, you'll find it gets dingy over time and a little bit yellow. That's a combination of not just your sweat, but also your body oils, your dead skin, any products that you're putting on, all of that kind of stuff. And the same is true on the armpits of your shirts and your ring around the collar. But really, when you're talking about the armpits of your shirt, you have to contend with the fact that the aluminum is really causing much more of the staining than the sweat is. So I tell you all that to tell you this part of the proceedings, which is that one good way to cut back on the prevalence of those yellow underarm stains is to switch your deodorant brands. So actually, we also have to say that deodorant and antiperspirant are two different things. We call deodorant... We use the word deodorant as like a catch-all term for the stuff that you put under your arms. But really, there are two separate things. There's antiperspirant, which obviously keeps you from sweating. And there's deodorant, which keeps you from smelling, right? This is going to sound counterintuitive. And it is going to sound like an incredibly dicey proposition that none of you really want to try out. But I really promise that it's safe to try it out. And I want to encourage you to do it. So one of the things to consider if you're really plagued by pit stains is to try skipping the antiperspirant entirely and only using a deodorant. So there are a couple of different brands that I'm going to give you the names of. But from people who have made this switch, I have heard, and one of them actually is Matt Miller, my other best friend. Hi, Matt. So, you know, you guys always hear me say on this show that there are two best friends. There's the one who drinks the Windex, That's Matt. And then there's Nicholas.
I call the Windex wine.
And Matt was actually here earlier this summer, and I'd really hoped to have him on the show at that point, but we couldn't work it out. So I'm hoping that at some point I will get to have him on so you get to hear both of them. Matt is actually a person in my real life, but I've heard this from listeners and readers too, who did switch away from antiperspirant. And he, as well as many others, reported, actually, oddly enough, feeling drier without the antiperspirant, with just the deodorant. Didn't have any issues with smells, obviously, because it was deodorant. And said that it made just like a huge, huge difference in the appearance of the pit stains on the shirts. So that's one thing to try. Let me give you guys some brand names of deodorant only. So like drugstore ones that are pretty easy to find. Brut is one. There are some, I know, right?
Like Brut. Oh my God.
Nicholas's eyes just rolled back in his head with joy. Like the ferniest.
Yeah, my
deodorant.
Stepfather continues to wear Brut.
Love it.
Yep.
I mean, I'm all in on it. I think they make an unscented Brut deodorant.
Sure.
So, like, you don't have to actually smell like Nicholas's stepfather.
It's a nice musk. I love it. I do love
it. You
know?
Another one, like, that goes right into that same category is Old Spice. Old Spice offers a deodorant only without an antiperspirant. So those are the ones that are easy to find. Those are the ones that you find at, like, the Duane Reade, the Walgreens, the Stevia. Like, you can find them at Target. You find them at Walmart, blah, 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 blah.
Now, may I interrupt?
Yes.
Will it say deodorant on the
yes.
packaging?
Yes.
As opposed to antiperspirant?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And the actual thing that you really want to look for is you just want to, like, flip the thing over and you want to look at the ingredients list. If you see aluminum as one of the first two or three ingredients, that's going to keep causing that problem. You want to look for something that either has no aluminum or that has aluminum pretty far down in the ingredients list, meaning it's not a primary ingredient. There are some fancy deodorants, right? So these are a little bit more expensive, a little harder to find. But if you're like, you know, if you're like a GQ man and you want a fancy deodorant, there's one called Baxter of California. I know, right?
Good Lord.
Very Tony.
Excuse me.
It's also like, I gotta kind of point this one out. Like, it's $20 a tube, which I just, that seems a little spendy, but like, it's out there and I don't know. I like to mention things. There's also one called Crystal that people really, really like. I'm gonna say there's an issue with Crystal that bothers me, and that is that the packaging, reads as very feminine. And especially there is an unscented option, which would be, clearly the most unisex of all of the options that they have. But the unscented one is in a pink package. I know the bros who are listening to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, are enlightened enough that, like, you don't care about pink packaging. But I do want to point it out because it does look like it's designed for women, and it kind of annoys me, but also I mention it because it's out there as an option in the world. Then the other things you can look for are prescription grade deodorants. So these aren't the prescription ones that you actually have to get from your doctor, but they are the ones that are prescription grade. Again, you can find these at your local drugstore, your Walgreens, your CVS, your Duane Reade's, all of those. Two brands to look out for are Certain Dry and Drysol. So people really, really like those. All right. With that part out of the way, let's talk about sort of your average everyday pit stain treatment. So not the really bad ones when they've gone completely yellow and stiff like cardboard. We're going to talk about that in the second segment because I've got help for that too. But just kind of your, like, how do I keep this from happening all the time type stuff. So Mindy said that she had tried sprays, but she said, like, I tried Shout. I don't find Shout to be particularly effective on protein stains. Shout is excellent on food stains. Excellent, excellent, excellent on food stains. But I don't think that it's particularly great on protein stains, which, of course, we know sweat is. The other thing is that the aluminum part of things is a mineral stain. So you're really dealing with, when we talk about pit stains, you're talking about a combination stain. You're talking about protein and mineral. And again, I just don't find Shout to be particularly great on either one of those two. What is really, really, really great on protein stains are any enzymatic stain removers, right? So here is like, there's where Jolie gets to run through her list of favorite products in the whole wide world. So your enzymes are your Zout, your SSKKR. Does everyone remember what SSKKR is? SSKKR is your or sorry, KKSSR. I got it the wrong way. I wrote it.
Well, you didn't remember then.
I didn't. I wrote it in my notes wrong. That's why. Because I was writing my notes this morning while I was watching The Real Housewives of New York reunion. I was a little distracted.
We know which one of those tasks was far more important than
obviously,
the other. Hello.
Obviously. I had to figure out what was going on with Ramona's eye. Okay, so your KKSSR. KKSSR stands for Crud Cutter. Crud Cutter with a K, P.S. Nicholas. Crud Cutter Sport Stain Remover. That is an excellent enzymatic stain treatment. And obviously, if you think about it, like, of course, a sports stain remover is going to be great on sweat stains. It's going to be designed for that. Seventh generation stain remover also is quite good, as is Puracy stain remover. Those are both sort of on the more natural, eco-friendly, fragrance-free, cruelty-free end of things. So those are all really good options for your spray stain treatments. Now, I've talked about this before. I have to remind you guys that this is something I do in my real life. So this isn't Jolie being like a monstrous person who is suggesting that you do something that's totally like compulsive and crazy without doing it myself, because I do it myself. So here, this is my tip. I leave my bottles, because of course I have a couple different bottles, of stain remover behind my laundry hamper. That way, when I take something off that's stained, before it goes into the hamper, I can just reach back there, grab the stain remover is right there. I can grab the stain remover. I can give whatever the pits or whatever it is, a quick spray and toss it in the hamper. That way I don't have to remember come laundry day to check all the stains of my dirty clothes that have been sitting in a hamper for 5 days. I don't have to like paw through dirty underwear to get to a stained shirt. Like, I've already done the pre-treatment stuff. So that's not cleaning advice so much as that's just like a little, like, I hate this word, but it's like a little life hack that really works for me that might work for you guys. So if you think of it, like, give the pits a spritz before the shirt. That's very funny. Give the pits a spritz before the shirt goes into the laundry hamper. In terms of laundry day, you definitely want to use your stain treatment. So one of your enzymes is going to be great. It's also not really a bad idea to be using a booster like OxiClean or like Borax, or even just an enzyme heavy detergent like Biz, as part of your regular laundry day routine, because that's going to give you just an added pit stain cutting, whitening, brightening, stain removing oomph. So that's a good thing too. The last thing I've got to say, my dear Mindy, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you've been doing something like pretty majorly wrong with your husband's shirts all these years, which is that you've been using bleach on them. And that's a no-no when it comes to protein stains, because bleach has a negative interaction with protein stains that will render those stains more yellow. So when we're talking about sweat stains, the last thing you ever want to be doing is using chlorine bleach. What you do want to be using is the oxygen bleach. Oxygen bleach is very, very good on protein stains, even though it's not enzymatic. It is very, very good. So on that note, Mindy, I'm sorry that I had to tell you that you were doing something wrong, but now you know, and you won't do it again. This is a good time for us to take a quick break. Nicholas and I will be right back with more about your pit stains. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Nicholas Fonseca. We're talking about pit stains.
We were talking about pit stains, and I wanted to tell you, you mentioned boosters. And, you know, as you guys know, I live in Australia, so most of the not all, most, but not all of the products are different or have a different name. And I just wanted to remind you, Jolie, of my favorite booster, which is called Vanish Preen.
Yes.
Preen.
I forgot about the
Isn't
preen.
That such a great word.
Preen.
It's what my mother does.
Yes.
My mother likes to preen.
Yeah. You do too.
Oh, of course.
You do too.
Yes.
I actually, it was funny when I was doing the notes this morning while I was watching the Real Housewives of New York reunion. You guys, highly professional operation over here on Ask a Cleaners on the podcast. I was multitasking.
Yeah.
I was multitasking. Well, and the thing was, I didn't really need to pay attention to the reunion because it was just just Bethany and Carol screaming over each other. There was nothing to watch or hear. It was horrible. We'll talk about this on the bonus episode.
I found another stain on my pants, so I'm just going to...
Oh, okay. Yeah, just keep removing.
This is this one as well.
this is like...
So, you know, it's on trend.
It's perfect for this show. Yes. We're living what we are talking about. But yeah, this morning, actually, when I was doing the show notes for today, I was like, oh, I do want to make sure that we talk a little bit about the foreign products. Because, you know, the products that we get or the brands that we get here in the U.S. are not the same as what people can find internationally. And I have had listeners ask me for help with that. One of the reasons that I try to give you guys sort of the, like, generic product name category, like when I say like an enzymatic stain remover, I'm partly doing that so that if you can't find OxiClean, either because you live in Australia or just because like it's not carried where you live or what for whatever reason you can't find it, you at least know the product category to look for, and like you can Google or you can Amazon search. One thing that I often recommend to people who are looking for U.S. equivalents in foreign countries is to go onto that foreign country's Amazon, type in the name of the U.S. product. The search results are actually going to return you the local versions of those. So like if I go to amazon.co.uk and I type in OxiClean, Vanish is going to pop up. Because Vanish is in the UK as well as Australia, which obviously makes complete sense. But I did remember about you and the Vanish, and it, actually the Vanish thing came up not that long ago on this show, because when Meredith Haggerty was here co-hosting, she had just been on a vacation in the Azores, and she had spilled red wine on the white couch in her Airbnb, texted me in a panic, was like, oh my God, what do I do? And I was
horror.
Like, yeah, I was like, okay, like here's what you do. And then like, is there like a grocery store around? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, go and look. I was like, if you can't get it out with like these things that you have in the Airbnb already, go to the grocery store, see if you can find something called I don't think I even said that. She found Vanish. And she was like, I found this amazing stuff. It's called Vanish. I'm like, oh, I know Vanish, girl.
Was there any reason you didn't suggest the old white wine removes red wine trick?
I did. That was actually what she started doing when she texted me in a panic from Portugal.
I have proudly used that party trick more than once in my life.
It works.
And it does work. And people are astonished. I mean, we have to let go of some perfectly good white wine, you know, in service of cleaning a stain.
Right.
But
which is always sad to me.
Yeah. I don't like to talk about it too much.
Yeah. But for a higher cost.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, that's our essay on Vanish and the waste of good white wine. We have another
and preening.
we have another question from Shane.
Shane. Nice distinguished name.
Yes.
Shane says, I have quite a few t-shirts that have deodorant stains in the armpits. Some are actually a hard surface now. I've tried sprays and hot water, but no luck. Any suggestions? Thanks for the help! Exclamation point.
I have really good people who write in. They send very nice letters. I've got a lot of help for this one. I have to say, I love. And Shane, I'm sorry. I'm laughing with you, not at you. But like, I love the hope and optimism that went into using hot water. Like the armpits of your shirt have gone cardboardy, and like hot water is going to come to the rescue. Like, that's so cute. We actually need a lot more than hot water in this situation. We need science. We need science, and we need time. The good thing about this process of like reviving your like revoltingly pit stainy cardboardy shirts is that it is very hands off. So even though we need some time for it, it's a very, very hands-off, straightforward operation. So here is basically what we're going to do. There's going to be no surprise to longtime listeners of Ask a Clean Person on the podcast. We are going to do the Jolie Care patented long soak, We need to long soak those shirts. Basically, what has to happen is you have to reverse the intense product buildup that has happened to those shirts. Because really, it's not the sweat that's caused those deep set in stains. And more importantly, it's definitely not the sweat that's caused that cardboard. It is the aluminum. You have a mineral deposit buildup in the armpits of your shirt. And that's the thing that we need to attack. And that's the thing that we need to work on. And unfortunately, you can't just get rid of those mineral deposits with hot water and like a washing machine. You do need to expose them to a product that's going to reverse what's happened, break down that buildup over time, and it's just going to take time. But very hands off. So here is the long soak. You're going to use either an oxygen bleach or a laundry detergent or booster that is heavily enzymatic to break these down. I think the oxygen bleach is really the way to go. OxyClean is a great one. Biz is another really, really great one. We love Biz. One thing to mention about Biz, and we talked about this during Braguest when we were talking about the nursing bra, because, you know, yeah, you're talking about proteins. Sorry, this is going to horrify you, but breast milk is protein. There are two different kinds of Biz that you can get. There's one that's a laundry detergent that's heavily impregnated with enzymatic stain removers. There's
heavily
also
impregnated.
I use the word impregnated all the time on this show. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a good.
You talked about breast milk and then you said impregnated. And
impregnated is like a really good word for cleaning, and also it makes everybody laugh, so I use it all the time. Because it's a weird word.
I laugh
like,
so I don't cry.
There's like a thing going around on Twitter right now that's like, like, if you wrote an anonymous op-ed, what word would you use that would be the tell that it was you who wrote it? And I were like, first of all, for me, I couldn't even pick one. Like, it would be like, there's a protein stain on the presidency. Oh, Jolie Kerr wrote that. Like, blah, blah. But actually, it might be impregnated. Because that's such a weird word, and I do use it all the time.
That is such a good question.
Yeah. Oh. Right. Yeah. Well, maybe we can talk about that
as
on the bonus.
As a word nerd, I'm going to have to think about that for a while.
Yeah, we can talk about that on the bonus. Cool. Okay, so OxyClean is a great one. Biz is a great one. Biz comes in, as I was saying, I sort of lost my train of thought there a little bit. I got so excited about impregnating things. there's a detergent that has a heavy enzymatic presence in it. There is also a booster that's the powder, just like Oxy, that you use in conjunction with detergent. So just to let you know, like those, they're both great, great products and both will work for this. Just know that they're a little bit different. When you're talking about the pit stains and we're talking about the long soak, I know a lot of times I give you guys kind of like an hour up to overnight. When we're talking about pit stains, it's got to be an overnight soaking. Mm. You really want like an 8 to 12 hour soaking of the shirts because it's, you know, that buildup is just, it's become impregnated in the fibers of the shirt.
I love a good long soak. I do it very often.
Yeah, I do too, actually. Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah. It's like a bath for your
dirty pit stained clothes.
The other thing to throw in, so a lot of times when I recommend doing the long soak of different items, sometimes I say, oh, just use your Oxy. Sometimes I say use your Oxy plus a good detergent. Probably in this scenario, you want to use a good detergent. And when I say good detergent, I mean like, you know, a Tide Ultra Stain Release, the Biz with the enzymes already in it, that kind of stuff. A good stain fighting detergent is really going to help here. But what you're going to do is you're going to dissolve, if you're using one of the powders, if you're using Oxy or Biz, you're going to dissolve it in hot water. If you're soaking something that shouldn't be exposed to hot water, dissolve the Oxy and then mix it into a cold water for your soak. If the garment can tolerate hot water, use hot water because it is going to help. So you will dissolve that and then you will submerge your shirt or your shirts in that and you're just going to leave them. That's all you're going to do. However, one thing that will be helpful, especially when you're talking about that cardboardy thing that happens, is a few hours into your long soak, go in with a laundry brush. And when I say laundry brush, I don't mean that you actually have to go out and buy like a bespoke and they exist in the world. You can go buy a bespoke fancy laundry brush if you would really like to.
Bespoke.
By all means.
Trigger word. Thanks, Jolie.
Sorry. Mm. I didn't know that was triggering for you.
I was thinking about this just yesterday and I almost texted you about it. Because I read bespoke somewhere and I got very triggered and I thought I need to complain to Jolie, but you know what?
It doesn't surprise me, actually, that you don't like that, but I didn't know that. One delightful thing about us is that, like, we're always learning new things. We've been friends for so long, but we're always learning new things about each other. Fascinating. Yeah. Always fascinating.
I think that's what makes for a best friendship.
Yeah.
You never get bored with one another.
Oh, my God. I can never get bored with you. Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay. So a laundry brush. My laundry brush that I use is a nail brush. I have a long... And they have, you know, there are two different kinds of nail brushes. There's the one that's, like, they've got, like, little, like claw-like handles that you, like, put your little claw into and scrub. And that's the style that I have for actually scrubbing my nails. But there's also a longer-handled style of nail brush, and that's the one that I use for my laundry brush.
Okay, wait, hold on. Can we back? Can I'm vain.
Yes,
so are
I,
you.
Yes, I know.
but I don't know what a nail brush is meant to do or why you would use it. No, tell me. I'm...
Oh, wow.
This is a little bit of the actual man coming out of me, I guess.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's amazing. Well, first of all, Google it so you can see what it looks like. So you can picture it. So a nail brush is like, it's a kind of like small, fairly soft bristled brush that you use to scrub under your fingernails. It's like a toothbrush for your fingernails. Yeah. Yeah. Nail brush.
Google is coming up with the image results.
Hold on. So I use a nail brush for
Oh, of course. I know these things.
Yeah, you know those things. That's exactly what it is. So, no, but that's actually a great question because it hadn't occurred to me that people might not know what a nail brush is.
Should I be using one?
I mean, you keep your nails really short and like, and it's not like you're like working with soil. So
God forbid.
I mean, you might be, but, the thing is I really like a nail brush because, well, first of all, you know, I'm a crazy person who has like a constant fear of anything underneath my fingernails, which is why like I won't eat anything with my hands. I knife and fork like everything in the world.
Oh my God, avocados must be a minefield for you.
I mean, anything smushy.
I can see you starting to tense
yeah, like up. My shoulders are like up in my earlobes. I won't eat buffalo wings because like the idea of sauce underneath my fingernails just like makes me want to die.
Also your fingers will smell like buffalo wings for days.
Yeah, I just like can't, and like any food that's going to jack up my manicure situation, no, like not, no, 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 not okay. So but the thing is that I do cook a lot, which means that I am using my hands a lot for when I'm preparing food. And I'm in just a constant state of agita because there's constantly food. So I keep the nail brush in my kitchen sink so that I can scrub, 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 and then I get rid of that feeling. That's just an anxiety thing with me, actually.
Okay.
Anyway, sidebar.
Nail brush detour. Let's go back.
Nicholas knows all about my anxiety. he's known me a long, long time. Okay, so I use a nail brush as my laundry brush. And what you're going to do is a couple hours into the long soak. So after the booster and the detergent and the water have had a good, you know, chunk of time to penetrate through this buildup that's happened, is you're going to go in with the laundry brush and you're going to scrub at the cardboardy stained area while the garment is submerged under the water. So you're going to scrub, scrub, scrub. What that's going to do is two things. One, it's going to start lifting off the buildup that has started to soften and break down because of the soak. It's going to start lifting that out. And it's also going to help to work the product even more deeply into the fibers as it soaks. So a few times throughout your long soak, it's not a bad idea to go in and just hit it with like a few like with the laundry brush. And that's really going to help to remove all of that buildup. After the end of your long soak, you are going to take a photo of the dirty wash water for me, and you're going to tweet it at me at Jolie Care, because you guys know I love that. And then you're just going to launder the garment as usual. The one thing to remember when you're laundering the garment as usual is that it's already got detergent and booster in it, so don't overdo it with those products when it's time to get your washing machine loaded up. Just sidebar, but it's easy to forget that like a shirt is already full of detergent because it's been soaking. So just a little reminder. Now, one last thing to tell you guys about before we sign off and go to eat these Hong Kong chips that I'm like just beside myself. I'm so excited. Is that way back in episode 125, 9 episodes ago. It just seems like a long time ago. I don't know why it died. July seems like an eternity ago.
It seems like it, but it feels like it outside.
It still feels like July. Maybe Christ. Maybe that's the reason why. It feels like July has never ended.
No.
So way back in episode 125, we did Dreams When Jaya and Matt were here. Also, sidebar on Jaya. Nicholas and I, when we first met, worked with Jaya's mother.
Hi, Beth.
Like, the world is tiny, you guys. So when Jaya and Matt were here, we did an episode about deodorant stains, not the buildup, not the pit stains, like literally just those like white chalky streaks. Yeah, we did a whole episode about that. And when we did that episode, I promised you guys that there was a pit stain episode coming up. This is it. Here we are now, 9 episodes later. But at the end of that episode, I shared a reader tip that included a like sort of a quote unquote like recipe for breaking down those like hard cardboardy stains. And so I want to refresh your memory about what it was, because it was a good one, but there were also a few caveats that I gave. So I would say, if you're interested in trying this out, go back and listen to episode 125. It was, if you don't want to listen to the whole thing, but you should, it was in the second segment of that episode. But here's what the recipe was. It's a DIY recipe that involves mixing up the following ingredients into a spray bottle. 50% lime away, 40% water, and 10% liquid laundry detergent. And the reader who wrote in said, I use a Free and Clear style from whatever brand is on sale. And then she added, mix up a big batch, about 2 cups, put it in a spray bottle, and spritz the interior underarm as soon as possible. Caution, this is not one to hang on the bedroom hamper. It has a strong smell and overspray stings my skin. Wash after using. I do a quick wash, plain water, no added soap, which she means by a quick wash is a quick rinse, followed by a regular wash with detergent and white vinegar as fabric softener and machine dry. So basically the way that she is using this this DIY spray that she's creating is she's spraying the armpits of her shirt. She's letting the mixture sit on the shirt for just a very brief period of time, rinsing it, and then laundering as usual. And the reason that she's doing that is because this is a fairly harsh DIY mix that she's creating. So Lime Away, there's another similar product in the States called CLR. Those products are designed to dissolve minerals. So CLR stands for calcium, lime, and rust, which are all minerals.
Is Lime Away in a green bottle?
Yes.
Yes,
you know Lime Away. Those two products are designed to treat minerals. And the reason that it works on pit stains is because essentially what those products are doing are dissolving the aluminum buildup on the pits of the shirts that's coming from the antiperspirant, to go back to that very first answer that I gave you at the top of the show. It also works very similarly to the Carbona Stain Devils number 9, which is a formula for rust and perspiration. And you guys, if you've like listened to the show for a long time, you've heard me talk about this. I actually emailed the Carbona people because I was like, I don't understand how rust and perspiration are chemically similar enough that the stain treatment for them is the same. And they were like, well, actually, it's because the product, well, they didn't say this, but I'm saying this. The product is actually a little bit of a misnomer. It's not designed for perspiration. It's designed to combat aluminum from the deodorant. But that's really what is causing the staining. And from a marketing and branding perspective, saying rust and aluminum wouldn't convey to people like this is the stuff you want for pit stains. So that's why they say perspiration when actually the formula is for aluminum. One thing to say about this DIY method is that, first of all, you cannot use it for that that kind of life hack that I gave you. You can't put it behind the hamper and spray the shirts and throw them into the hamper, because one, as the person who sent the tip-in notes, it has a real strong smell to it, so you don't want it sitting around in the hamper smelling. But also, you don't want it sitting on the fabric for that long, because it can cause damage to the fabric. So just a little caveat about that. But I did want to share it because it works for her, And if it works for her, it's going to work for some of the rest of you. And so I share it.
I have a question.
You look like you have something to say to me.
I do. So when I get back to Australia,
yeah,
I have a couple of white dress shirts that haven't been worn a whole lot because I don't typically get that gussied up.
Right.
But because I've worn them a few times and because I tend to be one of these people who creates pit stains, one of them is starting to look a bit yellow. Is it too late for me?
No.
No.
No, definitely right. not. What I would do is I would get your Vanish because mm-hmm. that's going to be your equivalent of OxyClean, of Biz, blah, blah, blah. And I would just do a long soak of those shirts in the Vanish and then just launder them.
Another question.
Yeah.
Dry cleaning. Does it do anything?
It does.
For pit stains?
It does. It does stuff for sweat stains. It's not as great on aluminum, but the thing is that most of the shirts that pit stains are happening in are machine washable anyway.
Sure.
Like, I know a lot of men send their dress shirts out to the dry cleaner, but actually what's going on at the quote-unquote dry cleaner is...
Well, there could be a lot of things going on.
There are a lot of things going on at the dry cleaner. Is the dry cleaner performs a bunch of different services. Not everything that you send to the dry cleaner actually gets dry cleaned with solvents. Some of them get what's called wash and press, which is a regular wash like the way that your home washing machine works. And then they take it out and they press it while it's still damp, and that's wash and press. Those shirts are perfectly safe to go into a long soak, and actually that's recommended, and it's going to be more effective. Yeah.
One other question. Mm-hmm. Deodorant versus antiperspirant. We had that talk.
we had that talk. it's like our birds and the bees talk.
Switching to a proper deodorant.
Yeah.
Will there be a change in how that affects odor?
No. No, because deodorant, you're still using the deodorant.
Sure.
Every body is different. And not every product works for everyone. Like, I'm sure that, like, you've gotten deodorants in the past that you're like, this just does not work
sure.
on me. And, like, you know, it must work on other people because it wouldn't be in business if it, like, just didn't work at all. So, like, if you're going to make the switch, you may find that you have to try one or two or three different brands before you hit on the one that's right for you. But really, like, you should not have any problems with odor. And surprisingly enough, you know, just to sort of reiterate the thing that I said, a lot of people report back that, like, they're like, I was so nervous because I thought I was going to be a puddle without an antiperspirant. And they were like, I actually weirdly felt drier without it, and no smell issues.
All right.
Yeah.
A certain someone in my life who fancies themselves a modern day hippie, I think you know who I'm talking about, stopped using aluminum based deodorants.
Oh, yeah, I know
back.
Who you're talking about now. And, it took me a minute. I was like, which one?
And I did try. I think it was a Crystal deodorant, and it didn't. Look, I'm not a stinky person in general.
No,
like,
you're
I don't,
really not.
I don't have that issue, but I remember feeling a little unfresh.
Okay.
So,
odor wise or wetness wise?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I do tend to be a bit sweatier than some.
Okay.
I'm a bit moist.
Yeah.
Sorry, trigger word for a lot of people. I'm really, really sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But I'll give it a go when I
okay. Yeah, I mean, you
Sydney.
Might want to just try some of the other brands.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we can let's stop at Duane Reade and buy you some Brute.
Oh my god. Yes.
Yes. All
okay.
right. We'll do that after we chip chat.
All right.
All right, you guys, listen, on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast with my very best friend in the whole world, Nicholas Fonseca. Nicholas, this was so special. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you guys enjoyed getting to hear this wonderful voice and hear from this wonderful man. I can't tell you, like, just how much I love him and what an important person he is in my life. It's just really, really so incredible to have you here. And I don't want
Yay.
You to leave. So I told
well, I'm
you
not leaving.
Got,
we're going to do chip chat.
I know. I told you got one more year until I start really badgering you to move the fuck back home.
well, listen,
sorry,
thank you.
Sorry, Sydney.
Sorry. I know. But thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
It was
this
fun.
This was so fun. I'm glad you had fun. And I can't believe this is your first podcast. You're a
yes.
natural. You're a total natural. All right, you guys, if you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you'd subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.